Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
More pro-life good news coming from the Trump administration, this time from the Department of Health and Human Services, which issued several pro-life announcements, including two final rules related to the Obamacare contraception abortion drug and device mandate. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This is an amazing series of events over roughly less than 2 years under the Trump administration, which has now become, and very quickly so, the most pro-life administration in history, bar none.
Praise God.
Not just rhetoric, but actual action. This is another series of events in that string of pro-life action under the Trump administration. The Department of HHS, or Health and Human Services, has issued several pro-life announcements. And as I mentioned, one of those involves the Obamacare contraception mandate and also other hidden abortion surcharges that was in many insurance plans purchased under the so-called Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. Those exchanges had some abortion hidden surcharges. And so much more, Matt. This is good news coming from the HHS department under the Trump administration.
Yeah, as I often say, what a difference a different administration makes. We know we had talked about when Obamacare was passed and under that administration, the mandates that would force people to be complicit in abortion homicide with surcharges, with our tax dollars, in violation clearly of the Hyde Act and other prohibitions against taxpayer dollars going to fund abortion and people being compelled to fund abortion. Now the Trump administration is cleaning all of that up, and the right of conscience is being secured within this Obamacare Affordable Care Act, as it's euphemistically called, with that millstone that is around America's neck.
You know, that the Affordable Care Act quietly was requiring employer-provided health plans that would include quote-unquote preventative services, which we know includes abortion-inducing drugs and sterilization. It wasn't, I don't think, broadcast to the whole world, but it was very the stealth under the radar as how he was promoting abortion that way, and taxpayers were paying for it.
You know, it's amazing how people use euphemisms and language to actually convey exactly the opposite.
Yeah, preventative services.
Pro-choice is kill your child,
right?
But that's choice. The Affordable Care Act really is the unaffordable care.
Yeah, we're going to
yes.
triple your premiums.
We're going to increase your premiums, run insurance companies out of business. We're going to tax you, and we're going to force you to have a less quality health insurance. But this Obamacare, the HHS mandate that came out under the Obama administration, forced employers, including religious employers, to provide abortion-inducing drugs and devices, such as an IUD or other kinds of devices that are abortifacients that work after fertilization, not before. And it also included sterilization and contraception. So certainly there's a wide variety of religious organizations that objected to this because they had to provide this free of charge. It had to be part of what they offered in their insurance plan. And therefore, like Little Sisters of the Poor as an example, obviously, they were opposed to contraception and abortion-inducing drugs and devices. And yet, they had to, in order to continue their ministry, they would be forced to provide death to their clients, people, their employees, the sisters, for example, the staff that worked for them. And they refused. And that case went all the way up to the Supreme Court and went back down. And this ultimately, under the Trump administration, was dropped with the Department of Justice. And now this Obamacare mandate has been modified under the Trump administration, although that contraception mandate is still in place because it's part of what was originally there, what they have done now is they provided opt-outs. They provided exemptions for anyone who has a religious or a moral objection to health insurance that covers abortive patients and sterilization procedures.
Yeah, remember we filed an amicus brief on behalf of the Little Sisters. You know, that's totally against
Well, we were the first ones to actually file a challenge against this, too.
Yeah.
We did this on behalf of Liberty University and argued this, and we filed amicus briefs on other cases, such as Little Sisters of the Poor.
And, of course, Hobby Lobby went all the way to the Supreme Court.
Right. And then even after that, though, that dealt with for-profit corporations,
right,
and yet the nonprofit corporations were still laboring under that provision. So you can have an objection to it for a moral reason or a religious reason, and it doesn't have to be just a religious reason that you put forth. Some people may have an objection based upon moral matters, but not necessarily articulated a religious reason.
Well, the science is clear. It is definitively killing a human being. There's
right.
no
human
question
genocide,
about it.
Yeah.
So even non-religious people recognize that abortion is murder.
And right. even non-religious organizations, because see what this does is it broadens it out to any entity. Mm-hmm. So it's not just religious organizations. So there may be mm-hmm. religious people, but they're in non-religious organizations. They're running other kinds of organizations that are not religious per se, right. could be nonprofit, could be for-profit. This provides the exemption to anybody.
You know, and I just praise God that President Trump is not in the pockets of Planned Parenthood as our previous president was, and he is helping just as we are to helping to make the womb a safe place again.
Yeah, and from the very beginning, he has been very pro-life. You know, during the presidential election, there was discussion about how Donald Trump years ago was in favor of abortion. And so there was the question of really, did he have a change of heart? And he said he did. And he had been confronted with that issue. And when he looked at it, he had a real change and became pro-life. But you never know because you're going through an election and mm-hmm. politicians say things right. all the time to get elected. And so he didn't have a track record as to what he would do. The amazing thing about this administration is what he said he has done.
Yeah, the proof is in the pudding.
Yep.
I mean, he has done
the
what he said he was going
to
do.
Yep. yeah.
Probably the most pro-life president in modern history.
Oh, yeah. I think there's no question that his actions have been the most pro-life administration in history, bar none. I mean, you look at any of the presidents before, he has already in 2 years far surpassed them in terms of the policies he's implemented protecting the sanctity of human life. The other matter here is Title 10. Title 10 provides so-called family planning grants to different family planning or health clinics. But under this HHS rule now, Title 10 family planning service grants will end in March 2019. And that will include funding for a lot of Planned Parenthood affiliates. So in other words, what will happen is they will not be able, Planned Parenthood and its affiliates will not be able to obtain these family planning federal grants because they either perform or they refer people for abortion. And consequently, they will lose these federal dollars, and it's about time.
Yeah, there's no excuse for our taxpayer, your hard-earned money, Matt, my hard-earned money that we pay in taxes. There's no excuse. It's unconscionable that that would go to fund the taking of innocent human life, and that's exactly what has happened.
Right. Again, another euphemism. Family planning does not mean family killing.
Right. And so these Title 10 proposed regulations or rules, that's not finalized yet. It's a proposed rule, but it'll be finalized soon. And that means any existing grantees, which would include Planned Parenthood affiliates, will have 60 days to come into compliance with the prohibition on abortion referral and the requirement to separate financially from abortion activities. They'll have 1 year to comply with the requirement for physical separation from abortion activities. And so that means all of these Planned Parenthood entities across the country, they're going to, the federal money is going to stop.
Right.
And they're livid. They are upset. But this administration is taking action. Thank God for that. Stand with us as we continue in litigation and through our offices in Washington, D.C. We are meeting weekly with administration officials in the White House, in Congress, and in the agencies to continue to advance religious liberty, life, and family. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. lc.org.